Hello, it is Monday, January 2nd, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. And we do this together through God's Word. Today, we'll be reading Psalm 1, 1 through 6, 1 Chronicles 3, 1 through 24, and Acts 9, 1 through 9. We're going to start with Psalm 1, 1 through 6. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaves does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. 1 Chronicles 3, 1 through 24. These are the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron, the first Ammon by Ammonoamah, the Jezreelite, the second Daniel by Abigail, the Carmelite, the third Absalom, whose mother was Maachah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth Adijah, whose mother was Haggith, the fifth Shaphati by Abital, the sixth Ithuriam by his wife Eglah. Six were born to him in Hebron, where he reigned for 7 years and 6 months, and he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. These were born to him in Jerusalem: Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, four by Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel, then Ibhar, Elishama, Eliphelet, Naga, Napheg, Japhai, Elishama, Elidad, and Eliphelet, nine. All these were David's sons, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. The son of Solomon was Rehoboam, Abijah, his son Asa, his son Jehoshaphat, his son Joram, his son Ahaziah, his son Joash, his son Amaziah, his son Azariah, his son Jotham, his son Ahaz, his son Hezekiah, his son Manasseh, his son Amon, his son Josiah, his son, the sons of Josiah, Johanan, the firstborn, and the second, Jehoiakim, the third, Zedekiah, the fourth, Shallum, the descendants of Jehoiakim, Jochanan, his son, Zedekiah, his son, and the sons of Jeconiah, the captive, Shilatil, his son, Malkiram, Pedaiah, Shinazar, Jachamiah, Hoshama, and Nabadiah, the sons of Pedaiah, Zerubbabel, and Shimei, and the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshulam, and Hananiah, and Shelemith was their sister, and Hushabah, Ohel, Birachiah, Hasadiah, and Jeshab Hesed, five, the sons of Hananiah, Pelethai, and Jeshiah, his son Rephaiah, his son Arnon, his son Obadiah, his son Shechaniah, the son of Shechaniah, Shemaiah, and the sons of Shemaiah, Hattush, Iglah, Beriah, Neriah, and Shaphat, six, the sons of Neriah, Elionai, Hezekiah, and Azrakam, three, the sons of Elionai, Hedaviah, Elashib, Peliah, Akub, Johanan, Delilah, and Anani, 7. Acts 9, 1 through 9. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.